In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you.
Now they don't have to provide any type of benefits for anyone going forward.
When I read that, I thought, wow, it's a great way to save on payroll costs, blame the gay community, and come out smelling like a rose.
This has been really hard for Catholic Charities, for the Archdiocese, because we are so committed to working with the poor. It's what we do. Really, the priority was, how does Catholic Charities continue serving all the people it does now while meeting the requirements and staying true to who they are as a Catholic organization?
It's a toughie. There's no doubt about that. You're Catholic Charities. You are Catholic Charities. So, in Washington, D.C., when they legalized same-sex marriage, you were left with a choice. You either pull out of D.C., and D.C. is one of those places in our country most in need of the work that Catholic Charities does every day. You either pull out of D.C., or in order to abide by the law, you have to do something else. What Catholic Charities has decided to do is, for its employees, where they had been covering the spouse, that is, husband or wife, they will no longer be doing that for their employees. In terms of health care, they've said no more spousal coverage. Why? Well, because there may be a same-sex couple working for Catholic Charities, and they do not want to violate their Catholic principles and morality by covering that and thereby supporting same-sex marriage. Now, many are calling foul. Would you be one of them? Do you think this is the best way for Catholic Charities to deal with this, no-win situation? We're going to hear the story from National Public Radio here in just a minute. And then I want to hear from you. What do you think about the decision of Catholic Charities to drop health care coverage for spouses for their employees in response to same-sex marriage in Washington, D.C.? 1-877-623-6943. It's audio open lines. You hear the audio. I ask the questions and you give the answers. 1-877-623-6943. Email us right here in the studio with your comments, your answers to the questions, talkback at issuesetc.org. Or you can always Twitter us at issuesetc. Audio open lines this Wednesday afternoon, March the 10th, and we're coming to you live. All right, here's the story from National Public Radio. I want you to listen very carefully and then answer this question. Is this the right thing for Catholic Charities to have done? Would you have done different? And what would you do if you were an employee of Catholic Charities? You had been enjoying spousal health care coverage. Your spouse is sick, and now they're telling you that your husband or your wife can't be covered because of gay marriage in D.C. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc.
It's a familiar script.
God won't hear what you say when you bow down to pray.
A handful of religious conservatives damning gay unions as an offense to God. Soon their protests were drowned out when the first batch of couples emerged from the D.C. courthouse. They stood in front of microphones, euphoric that they can now marry. But for Catholics like Philip Dunham, there was some ambivalence.
I didn't go on Ash Wednesday for the first time in years, and I really felt like I didn't belong anymore.
Clutching the hand of Alan Pittenger, his partner for the past 9 years, Dunham says he's long felt snubbed by the Catholic Church. But the final straw came when Catholic Charities in Washington, D.C. stopped handling adoptions so that it would not have to place children in the homes of gay couples. And as of yesterday, it stopped providing spousal benefits for all employees, lest the organization give benefits to a gay spouse.
All right, I want to hear from you. We'll hear more from National Public Radio here in just a second. 1-877-623-6943. Was this the right thing for Catholic Charities to do? Stop spousal coverage, health care coverage for their employees because of gay marriage in D.C. Your reaction? Yes or no? 1-877-623-MYIE. Twitter us at IssuesETC or send us your email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org.
Pittenger and Dunham see these as cynical moves.
Now they don't have to provide any type of benefits for anyone going forward.
And they can blame us. When I read that, I thought, wow, it's a great way to save on payroll costs, blame the gay community, and come out smelling like a rose.
They say the Catholic Church in other places, such as San Francisco, found a way to accommodate gay couples. The Washington Church simply didn't want to. Not so, says Susan Gibbs, a spokeswoman for the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. Given the Catholic Church's history of social justice and fighting for working-class wages, this decision was wrenching for the Church.
This has been really hard for Catholic Charities and for the Archdiocese because we are so committed to working with the poor. It's what we do.
Gibbs says the Church had no choice. The D.C. government redefined marriage, and so Catholic Charities was forced to choose between keeping its contracts with the city and abandoning its belief about the holiness and purpose of marriage, in which a man and a woman unite to have children.
Really, the priority was how does Catholic Charities continue serving all the people it does now while meeting the requirements and staying true to who they are as a Catholic organization?
Do you think they're doing the right thing by cutting off health care coverage for their employees' spouses? 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org. I'd like your answer to that question. It's Audio Open Lines Issues Etc. live this Wednesday afternoon, March the 10th. Catholic Charities in Washington, D.C. says we just can't provide spousal coverage anymore, not because they can't afford it, but because they can't afford it morally, not financially. They're saying we can't run the risk of covering a same-sex spouse since same-sex marriage is now legal in our nation's capital. What do you think? Talkback@issuesetc.org, Twitter us at IssuesETC, or give us a call 1-877-623-6943.
But Father Joseph Palacios, an openly gay priest affiliated with Georgetown University, says the new policies were, quote, written by the lawyers.
The Church will find itself in increasing isolation with its own Catholic community.
Palacios sees this particularly among students, a trend that was captured by a recent poll of Catholics under 30.
The millennials who identify as Catholics are thinking of themselves as increasingly spiritual and rather less Roman Catholic.
Which translates into fewer people in the pews, he says. Of course, some conservatives from other denominations have flocked to the Catholic Church because of its harder line, suggesting that the battle over marriage and theology will be messy for some time. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.
All right, I want to hear from you. That's the story from National Public Radio. As time permits, we got a little reaction from MSNBC as well. But I'm more interested in your reaction. Do you think the Catholic Charities was simply put between a rock and a hard place and had no other choice? That's what they're saying. Could they have found another way to abide by their moral principles, stay in Washington, D.C., help the poor, and still not in any way support or approve of same-sex marriage? Or should they simply have gone the way of most other organizations, businesses, corporations, and said, yes, we're going to cover the spouses, whether the spouses be same-sex or opposite sex? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at IssuesETC.org or Twitter us at IssuesETC. Rhonda writes, honestly, my first reaction to the story was, why should we have to pay the price for the sins of others? What if other big companies decide to drop their spousal coverage because they don't cover this sort of marriage? Someone please tell me that it actually says in the Bible a man should marry a woman. If you want to be gay, that's your choice. But to believe that you can marry, she says, I don't like it. What about the rest of you? Talk back at IssuesETC.org, Twitter us at IssuesETC, or 1-877-623-6943. Mary writes this, I wish I could marry my cat Leopold. I demand coverage, full recognition from the Bible and Christianity. Where does it end? Lord, quickly come. Hey, she says, why doesn't the gay movement write a gay Bible? Your guilt will be numbered for a while, seriously. Don't force your views on the Word of God. Well, I think she makes a good point there. Mary does.
those who disapprove of same-sex marriage are often accused of forcing their views on society. Those who would decry Catholic Charities for dropping health care coverage for spouses, why can't they be accused of forcing their views on Scripture or on the Catholic Church? It's a good question. Your reaction, 1-877-623-MYIE, talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Gail in St. Charles, Missouri says, I think dropping spousal coverage for healthcare is about all these companies and organizations can do at this point. After all, in this climate, one could easily divorce a husband or wife who does not have healthcare, find a same-sex partner to link up with in a long-term commitment till coverage is no longer needed, in other words, but still live with the divorced spouse. And that's where all this will lead, in my humble opinion, says Gail in St. Charles, Missouri. Thanks for listening there. Well, one can think of all kinds of scenarios wherein if you want health care coverage, if that's what you're looking for, finding a way around the rules here. Although I think the insurance companies have probably decided to cross this bridge a long time ago, saying, look, it's coming. We're going to have to deal with it one way or the other. We don't want to look like we're intolerant. Is that how the Catholic Charities looks to you, as intolerant, uncaring, especially in this age of the healthcare crisis, as they call it? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Ron in Rockford, Illinois says, they are forced to do this by a big brother who is anti-Christian. Our constitutional rights are being abridged daily. You know, the argument has been made many times, same-sex marriage doesn't affect you. Well, it does, in a sense, if not in any other way than financially. I mean, most people are paying some kind of premium for their health care coverage. And if one looks into the health of same-sex relationships, I'm not talking about how much they love each other. I'm talking about the health consequences of same-sex behavior, even in monogamous, lifelong, committed, loving relationships. It's not a pretty picture. We're talking about people who are at enormously high risk. And one says, should my premium be going to pay for that any more than someone who, say, smokes? We'll be right back with more Audio Open Lines, your answers to our questions. Stay tuned. Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385. 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Old theology, new technology. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Stephen Parks, on why your congregation should join the Issues Etc. 300.
If I could, I'd just like to challenge any Lutheran pastors that are listening to consider becoming one of the congregations that supports Issues Etc. My own congregation is a very small church, and I know it can be difficult to try and budget $1,000 a year to become one of the Issues Etc. 300, but if you're being blessed by this, as I know you are, and if your congregation is being blessed by this, as I know that it is, I submit to bring it to the congregation to prayerfully consider supporting the outreach of Issues Etc., not only here in the United States, but also around the world. Thank you so much for what you do.
Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget. Simply go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. 300. So what do you think? Has Catholic Charities done the wrong thing, gone too far in canceling spousal coverage healthcare-wise for its employees in Washington, D.C.? Because they say to do otherwise would be to in some way support same-sex marriage, which is now legal in the nation's capital. Our call-in number live this Wednesday afternoon, March the 10th, 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter us at @issuesetc. From Newport, Vermont, here's Bob on the line. Hi, Bob.
Hi. I'd like to make 2 points. First, fringe benefits decrease the amount of money that can be paid directly to employees. So it, you know, it costs the employer the same if he pays you more in cash wages or reduces your cash wages to pay for your health insurance benefit. And the only reason people worry about it is the tax. The power to tax is the power to destroy. We are going to see in the near future churches losing tax exemption, Christian educational facilities losing property tax exemption, and so forth. Get used to it. This is what's facing us.
Bob, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Vermont. I agree. I think we are going to see the pressure to, at the very least, tolerate same-sex behavior in marriage through that exact mechanism, turning the screws financially. It'll all be done in the name of tolerance, of course, and with the best of intentions. But I think that's how we're going to face the issue. And you know what? The church not only needs to get used to the idea, they better get ready to give up their tax-exempt status. We don't need it. We can pay taxes like everybody else. Chris in Nashville, Tennessee says, I say good for them as long as they pass the payroll savings on to their employees. The employees would then purchase their own private plan, such as an HSA. If there was a spouse that had a pre-existing condition that would preclude them from purchasing private insurance, then that worker might have to find a new job. That would be unfortunate, but I doubt that there would be many cases of that, says Chris in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you very much, Chris. You know, there are things that can be done, and if one does stand on moral principles, sometimes it does require sacrifice, even sacrifice of the things most dear to us, our money. Mike in Los Alamos, New Mexico, via Facebook says, we like religious charities when they give us their time, effort, and money to help the poor and needy. We hate them, though, when they insist on sticking with their convictions that drive their generosity. We've confused charity with entitlement. Excellent point, Mike. Thanks for listening to New Mexico. Exactly. The very thing that makes Catholic Charities, the impulse that drives Catholic Charities to help the poor, to give of its time and its resources, to stay in Washington, D.C., one of the economically most blighted cities in our country, the very thing that keeps them there helping the poor is the very thing that also gives them their commitment to their moral principles, including their opposition to homosexuality. So if you expect them to compromise on one, it's not really reasonable to cry if they compromise on the other. What about you? Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, Twitter us at @issuesetc, or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Now, there's other reaction to this, and I'm sure that it will continue as time goes by, but here's a short reaction from the Rachel Maddow Show on MSNBC.
It is my honor and absolute delight to now pronounce you, Robert and James, husband and husband.
That was one of the first same-sex couples to get legally married in Washington, D.C. this morning. Also celebrating today, D.C.'s wedding industry, which is looking forward to a little localized economic stimulus, according to the Washington Post. The paper cites a study predicting that same-sex marriage will create 700 jobs and bring more than $52 million to the economy in the D.C. area. not celebrating? The Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Washington, which responded to D.C.'s new law by taking away spousal benefits from all new employees, just to be sure they wouldn't have to give any to the gays.
All right, that's the reaction from the Rachel Maddow Show on MSNBC. I'm interested in your reaction, too. Did Catholic Charities do the right thing? Is this standing by principle, or is this simply intolerance and closed-mindedness? 1-877-623-MYIE. Twitter us at IssuesETC or email us talkback at issuesetc.org. Elizabeth on Facebook says, I might be missing something here, such as who the Roman Catholic is, who Roman Catholic Church is insuring to begin with. Is it employees? Yes, it is. What's the difference in a church organization insuring an unrepentant homosexual employee and insuring a person's same-sex spouse? The only difference I can see is the money. If the Roman Catholic Church feels it needs to take such a moral stand, it shouldn't have hired practicing homosexuals to begin with. I agree with Dunham in the article. It's a great way to save on payroll costs, blame the gay community, and come out smelling like a rose. Now, Elizabeth, I hardly think that that was the motivation here, simply to save money. There are other ways to save money as well. And if that little reaction from the Rachel Maddow Show is true, maybe the coverage is being dropped not for existing employees, but for all new employees. That's unclear from the press coverage. Will money be saved? Not necessarily, not if they pay to compensate their employees in other ways. So, but she does raise an interesting question. There are all sorts of moral situations which the Catholic Church has spoken out against, and rightly so, that don't rise to the level of denying coverage of health care. There is adultery, there is divorce, there's all sorts of things like that. There's remarriage. I'm certain that not everyone working for Catholic Charities in Washington, D.C. is a Roman Catholic, so I can imagine many cases in which there may be divorce and remarriage which wouldn't suit the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church on how those things should be done. Is coverage being denied there? Are they being morally consistent, or are they singling out homosexuality? It's a good and fair question. What do you think? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Bob in Parker, Colorado says, I think it's perfectly within the right of the Catholic Charities not to cover spouses of people they hire or new spouses of existing employees, but to drop current spouses that are covered now would be wrong. So currently covered spouses should continue to be covered, with new employees being aware that they start work, their spouses won't be covered, they can find private insurance. I do like their willingness to stick with their convictions in spite of criticism. Bob, thanks for listening in Colorado. And they certainly are sticking with those convictions. Their explanation is, we've been left with no choice between a rock and a hard place. This is what we've had to do in order to remain Catholic, but also to stay in D.C. and help the poor. Ken in Orlando, Florida says, the opponents of this can't have it both ways. They can't say that there is no ultimate morality that would govern their lives and then say that it's immoral for the Roman Catholic Church to drop health care for the spouse. Quite right, Ken, and thanks for listening in Florida. The very same standard of morality by which you would call Catholic Charities' actions here wrong must also apply across the board and universally. And there are certainly other moral tenets than provide health care for your employees. The very same scriptures from which someone might propose drawing the moral obligation to provide health care for your employees and their spouses is the very same scripture from which the Catholic Charities and many other Christians draw the prohibition against homosexuality. Can't have it both ways. I'm no lawyer, I'm no expert in human resources or how these things ought to work. I don't know if there is a better way for their for Catholic Charities to go about not so much expressing their disapproval of homosexuality, but trying to stay out of a moral quandary themselves. I don't know. I do know this. Here's one of those places where, at least on moral principle, the church is being called to stand up for what it says it believes and make that tangible in the action that it carries out. Now, the Catholic Charities there in D.C. make it tangible their concern for the poor each and every day. And the same moral principles say we can't prove or support homosexuality, and they have to make that tangible too, don't they? We would expect them to do this. There are convictions that the church holds, not just the Catholic Church, but that the Christian Church holds in this society. Not only moral convictions that cannot be compromised, but other convictions even less popular than our moral positions. You know what's less popular than Christian opposition to the homosexual lifestyle? The cross, the message of Christ and Him crucified. That everyone, homosexuals, heterosexuals, everyone is in need of a Savior. You placard that out in society, clearly, unequivocally, and you will discover very quickly that it is the least popular message the church has to utter, and yet is the one that the church must continue to utter in this world until Christ returns. And what will it mean? It will mean opposition. It will mean the moral disdain of the world around us. It will mean being called intolerant. It will mean being called closed-minded. It will mean being called backward. And it may even mean worse. It certainly has for generations of Christians who have gone before us, some of whom have actually died with the confession of Christ on their lips, rather than compromise one single thing. When we come back, hour two of Issues Etc., Pastor Matt Harrison joins us here in studio on this Wednesday afternoon, March the 10th. We'll talk about Christian joy. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.